Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. United States President Donald Trump is going to Israel and Egypt for a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. Israeli hostages are expected to be returned soon. President Trump described this trip as a very special event.
They had 500,000 people yesterday and today in Israel, and also the Muslim and Arab countries are all cheering. Everybody's cheering at one time. That's never happened before. Usually if you have one cheering, the other isn't. The other is the opposite. This is the first time everybody is amazed and they're thrilled, and it's an honor to be involved.
Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have marched through Sydney in support of people in Gaza. Hours later, thousands from Sydney's Jewish community gathered, marking 2 years since the Hamas-led attacks on Israel, which killed more than 1,200 people. Indigenous, Australian, and Olympian Nova Peres said Jewish and Aboriginal struggles can be compared.
Your roots are deep, your connection unbroken, and just as our Aboriginal languages connect us to country, ancestors and spirit, so too does the Hebrew connect you to Hashem and the land of Israel. My people know dispossession. We know the pain of being denied dignity. You too know dispossession. You too know survival. And that is why our struggles echo each other and why our solidarity matters.
Google has told a Senate hearing the government's new rules banning under 16s from having social media accounts will be extremely difficult to enforce. Rachel Lord says there are already protections for users who log in without an account on YouTube.
We block access to age-restricted content for all logged-out users. So that's content that is more suitable for mature audiences. That is also blocked for under 18 account holders as well. And we also disable what we call participation features. So in a logged-out format, you're unable to do things like upload videos or to comment on videos.
Qantas is facing potential big fines from the government after hackers leaked personal information from up to 5.7 million Qantas customers online. Cyber Security Minister Tony Burke says Qantas has a responsibility to protect customer information.
You can outsource parts of your business, but you don't outsource the law. So the obligations that are there in Qantas, and they know this, are to make sure that they provide cybersecurity. And that doesn't just mean having the right technical issues in place. It also means making sure that your people are fully trained. I've often referred to the concept that we don't just need to have the technical firewall, we need to have the human firewall in place as well.
That's the latest. SBS News in Easy English.